We've been hearing reports regarding the winter weather blasting the eastern seaboard this morning. For a firsthand look, we turn now to Marshall Hook, assignment editor and traffic reporter for Boston NBC affiliate WHDH-TV. He joins us by phone from Boston. Good morning to you, sir.
And good morning to you.
All right. It's my understanding, Marshall, on these bad weather days, they would normally be out heading out on the roads with the station's dash cams. It provides images for the area roads. Just curious, during this heavy weather this morning, what are you doing?
I'm sitting at home. For the first time we've been doing this, we call it the traffic tracker. And for about 10 years, we would head out in the snow. I would be driving. I'd have a cameraman with me, and we would beam live images back to the station, and I would just kind of voice over what we were seeing. For the first time in 10 years, they've determined that the conditions outside right now, pretty much, because we're in the heart of the storm right now, were unsafe.
So obviously you really have a good feel then for what the conditions in the Boston area can be like. Tell me about what you're hearing about today's conditions, maybe what you're just seeing outside your window there at your home.
Yeah, well, we're pretty much in the heart of it right now. They kind of, overnight, 3 a.m., 4 a.m. is when it really hit the stride, and it'll go till around noon. And it is whiteout conditions. The authorities who are in charge of the roads in the state basically have termed it impassable right now. The roads are effectively impassable. And part of the problem, heavy winds, which create the whiteout conditions, and very large drift. So if you were to get stuck, the rate at which the snow is falling right now would basically ensure that you're going to be stuck for a long time, and that obviously is a safety issue.
For 10 years, you've been out there taking a look at some of these conditions. Kind of compare maybe just the attitudes that you're hearing from people right now compared to some of those past storms.
Yeah, there are a lot of times that, you know, we are hardy New Englanders, so when we get these warnings about storms, we like to just kind of shrug them off and say, well, this is New England. This is what we do. We go out in the snow. We do what we're supposed to do. But people really seem to get the idea that this one is different. And they have taken to heart, you know, we have a new governor who shut down the all public transit, who shut down all road, you know, everything is closed, everything.
And then finally, how about you on a personal level, since you're not going into work, what are your plans for the day?
Well, I have four children, none of whom have school, so we are going to hole up in this house. I've rented some videos, bought a lot of frozen pizza, so we're pretty much going to be in this house for the next 2 days.
Marshall Hook, make the best of those 2 days. Obviously, be safe, and thank you very much for your time this morning.
Thank you.